whistle goes. Akersett forward, right foot, top of the net, left side. It's good. And St. Pius celebrates the victory right around the goalkeeper, Jordan Spreck.
The games are a blast.
Waits for the 1-0, and he goes down for it and lifts it to deep left field, down the line, and over the fence. Grand slam, Zach Phillips. Turkey 5, Crystal City nothing. What a drive, what a fly. See you later.
The talent is real.
Ground ball to second base. Turley coming home with it. Blocking the plate is a capture. Myers, and he applies the tag on the chest of Bridges.
The spectacular will happen.
Bridges gets past one Fox Warrior defender, crosses it into the box. Loose ball there, and then a shot into the top of the net. Third goal for Jillian Schlody. A hat trick.
Don't touch that dial. It's about to go down.
Ground ball to second base. Turley coming home with it. Blocking the plate is a capture. Myers, and he applies the tag on the chest of Bridges.
We've got you covered. We are your source for all things Jefferson County sports. We are KJEF. Now let's get out to Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
Matt Greenwood at Jefferson High School. It's the host of the Class 3 District 3 Baseball Championship. The 19-2 St. Pius Lancers are the 2 seed, and the 15-4 West County Bulldogs are the number 1 seed. And in good old Festus, Missouri at Jefferson R7, we're looking at 82 degrees right now. And it will be mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 63. But right now it feels like 84. We got a wind out of the north at 5 miles an hour, and we're looking at 55% humidity. So it's a warm day. It's a nice day for high school baseball if you're, you know, a fan here in the shade. If you're a broadcaster out in the sunshine, well, it's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable. But you know what? Once we get right into this baseball game, we're going to have a great time. And by the way, this is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Gen and on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit. Go online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. And for those of you listening on KJEF and KREI, we also have a streaming option online at MIMOinfo.com. So, and we'll also be tweeting out updates. So if you want to, follow us on Twitter. You can go online at MIMOinfo.com. But please, spread the word that is where we are. We're also on the radio dial on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF. We'll continue the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with Jerry Woods. He's the head coach for St. Pius Baseball. And we'll get his thoughts on the Class 3 District 3 Championship. We're just about 10 minutes from first pitch here on KJEF and KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Matt Greenwood for KJEF and KREI. I got West County and St. Pius Class 3 District 3 Championship on the line today. And Coach Jerry Woods of the Lancers joining me here. Coach, let's dive right into it. Jeremy Eisenman on the mound for you. He's been a strong arm for you all year.
Yeah, he's a workhorse for us. So, he pitched 45 2 days ago, so he's cleared to pitch today with Elijah Dell backing him up if need be.
Offensively, you guys rely heavily on Elijah Dale and his power. He's got a lot of pop to all sorts of parts of the baseball field. And two home runs, 27 RBIs this year. Those are outstanding numbers for a high school kid.
Absolutely. You know, he's a catalyst in our lineup, catalyst in our dugout, catalyst in the weight room. He's just a go-getter.
West County is a team that won this district championship last year, actually made it all the way to state, finished third at state. So, and they didn't graduate a lot of guys, so they bring back a lot of guys with experience. How do you feel like your experience with your guys measures up to theirs?
I think it should be a quality game. We're 1-2 seeds, so this is what it's supposed to be like. You know, sometimes it's better to be good, sometimes it's better to be lucky. I think we had a little bit of both throughout this season, so hopefully it keeps going our way.
Maybe you might throw those two words into the AV game that you had yesterday, getting that 4-3 victory, able to pull that out in the bottom half of the seventh. Do you feel like that strengthened your team going into today?
I think so. You know, we'll see how it carries over, but, you know, you have to be high after that game. They were the cloud nine, and hopefully it carries over today.
Coach Woods, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That is Jerry Woods, head coach for St. Pius Baseball. We'll return with John Simile of West County for the Class 3 District 3 Championship on the line today on KJF and KREI.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Kerry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back on KJF and KREI with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. I've got John Simile, head coach for the West County Bulldogs, here for the Class 3 District 3 Championship. We're going to get his thoughts as first pitch is vastly approaching. Coach, let's start talking about the offense first. I know pitching has been a strong suit for you guys, but offensively as well, you got some guys that can certainly hit with Dakota Dowd, Zach Francis as well, especially Francis at the top. So do you feel like the top of the order is sort of the table setter for you guys and to get off to a good start today?
Yeah, you know, Zach's bats lead off, and he's done a really nice job all year. Gets on base a lot, and then our 2-3-4 do a really good job hitting him in usually. And, you know, we bat Dakota down in the seventh spot. That's where he's hit all year, and he's driven in a lot of runs down there, and we keep him down there for that reason. You know, he's had a really nice year for us. So offensively, we've had a good year, and pitching, we've had a really good year. Key for us today is going to be defense. We got to make the routine plays. If we do that, I feel like we can play with anybody.
Let's focus a little bit on your pitching as well. Who you got going tonight? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Zach's getting the ball today. You know, Zach had a really nice year for us at the end of last year, him and Hayden both. So Hayden got the ball in the first game, and Zach gets it today. You know, those two led us all the way to the Final Four last year in the third-place game. Zach threw a great game, complete game. I think we won 5-1. So, you know, Zach's thrown some big games for us. That's why he's getting the ball today. And then we got some other kids ready if we need them. But Zach's earned this opportunity today.
With that third place finish at state last year, you've get a sense at any point during today if you see something sliding a little bit that you might reflect back on that to sort of get the guys riding the ship, if you will?
Sure, you know, we had great leadership last year. We lost our three seniors at the top of the order, and Jared Jones, Jacob Miner, Sagan, and Matt Momont, those three kids really, really were great leaders and really led us to that last year. You know, our young kids played really well, but it's a different leadership crew this year, and, you know, these kids, they lead by example. These are really hardworking kids, so we expect that from them today. And, you know, they talk to each other. They keep each other up. And no matter what happens, they got each other's back, and that's all I can ask. We just go out and play our best and see what happens.
Coach, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
John Simile, head coach for West County, joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Starting lineups and first pitch next.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling. plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
A family pool can be one of the best purchases ever. A pool is so much fun, brings the family together, but it does require attention. You've got to keep your water quality high. I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. Why not let us do the work? We know everything that needs to be done. We're experts at it. We're Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Lennington exit on the outer road by Better Bodies. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI, Farmington and Park Hills, as well as AM 1400 KJF in Crystal City, Herculaneum, and Festus. It's St. Pius, it's West County, it's the Class 3 District 3 Championship. And we'll go ahead and, as they announce the starting lineups here at Jefferson R7, we'll go ahead and announce the starting lineups for you here on KJF and KREI. Starting lineups brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Let's go ahead and begin with the visiting side. The St. Pius Lancers batting at the top, playing left field is Dustin Birch. Batting second, playing center is Tyler Headcamp. Batting third, playing short, Elijah Dale. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Caleb Schweigert. Batting fifth for the St. Pius Lancers and playing first base, Ryan Almany. Behind him is the pitcher, Jeremy Eisenman, batting sixth. In the seventh spot is quarterback for the Lancers, Noah Lampros, catching today. The DH behind him batting eighth is Xander Parson. And rounding out the order for Coach Jerry Woods and the St. Pius Lancers is the right fielder, Adam Edwards. As for the West County Bulldogs, Zach Francis pitching and batting at the top of the order. Batting second is the designated hitter, Tate Roberts. Batting third and playing first base is Ty Simile. Batting fourth for John Simile and the Bulldogs, the shortstop number eight, Hayden Roney. Batting fifth, Joey Steinmetz. He's playing center field. Right field duties belong to Peyton Nipper, and he's batting sixth. Hitting seventh and playing third base is Dakota Dowd. Batting eighth and playing second base for the Bulldogs, Tanner Morgan. And rounding out the order for West County is left fielder number 18, Nate Kennard. Those, again, are your Patsy's Furniture starting lineups. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. The music's going. Zach Francis, the righty, is on the mound warming up. And we'll go ahead and move on to our pitching matchup. And that is brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. Let's go ahead and read the pitching line for Jeremy Eisenman of St. Pius. Eisenman, 9 wins, 1 loss this season. He's given up 23 hits in 44 and a third innings, and his ERA is 0.63. Eisenman with 74 strikeouts on the season. But for the West County Bulldogs, opposing Eisenman is Zach Francis, and we'll get to his stats in just a second. As Francis is ready to go, Dustin Birch is in the batter's box, a righty-on-righty matchup to start, and there's a fastball up inside for ball one. West County, the Class 3 District 3 champion last season. Leg kick pitch, Francis fastball blows it past Birch, 1-1. Good crowd on hand, a lawn chair and shorts kind of day. 83 degrees, the temperature at start time, and there's a fastball dipping low and in for ball two. It's 2-1 to the righty, Birch. Birch playing left field today for the Lancers. Leg kick Francis. Another fastball blown past Birch. taking some big cuts, Birch, but he can't catch up to the heat, and now it's a two-ball, two-strike count. St. Pius in their navy blue tops, white pants, high navy blue socks. At least Birch is going with the high socks. Francis with a fastball inside, jam shot, grounder short. Roney comes in to field it. He'll throw to first low, and out is the call. A nice dig by the first baseman, Ty Simile, and Birch is retired on five pitches. Got a three-man umpiring crew on tap here today, so more than likely no calls will be missed. But we all are human, and so are the umpires. They are not machines. Anything can happen. Tyler Headcamp batting, sends one back up the middle behind second base, fielded by Roney. The throw not in time. Headcamp is safe at first, and that'll go down as an infield hit. So Headcamp, like the first pitch he saw, was a fastball low. He sends it right back up the middle behind second base. Roney making an effort, but a little bit too late. And now it's Elijah Dale, the shortstop for the St. Pius Lancers, stepping up into the box. Righty on lefty matchup here. The righty Francis, the lefty Dale. Two home runs, 27 RBIs this year for Dale, as he sends one to left field. Tracking right is Kennard, makes the snag for out number two. Headcamp retreats back to first base, and it's two down with one on for the Lancers here at the top of the first for Caleb Schweigert, the third baseman. Shouts of base hit, and come on, Caleb, and let's go, Schweigert. So the Lancers fans trying to encourage the young man as it's a righty-on-righty matchup. Schweigert turns the hips and takes a hack at a breaking ball outside, and now it's 0-1 with that swing and miss. By the way, Zach Francis, six wins, one loss this year, a 3.05 ERA. He's completed three games for the West County Bulldogs and has struck out 54 in those starts. And there's a steal of second base as Headcamp is in there safely. The throw just a little bit behind. Stolen base number 11 for Headcamp. He's in scoring position. The count is 1-1, and Schweigert sent it to deep right center field. This one has a chance to get down, and it will. It'll one-hop the fence. Coming in to score is Headcamp. Head first slide into second base is Schweigert, and the Lancers jump out on top first. 1-0 here in the top of the first. That was quite the drive from Schweigert. And that'll bring up Ryan Almany. Got ourselves a wind out of the north at about 5 miles an hour, just strong enough to blow papers around, so we'll do our best to keep a hold of those as the righty first baseman Almany takes a big cut and comes up empty. RBI number 25 on the year for Schweigert. St. Pius 1, West County nothing, top of the first, two outs, man at second. Leg kick Francis, drive to deep left field. Kennard in initially, now goes back, and that'll one-hop the base of the fence. Rounding third, coming in to score, Schweigert. Almany into second base, standing up, and the Lancers bring him up and bring him in. 2-0 here in the top of the first. So with those back-to-back doubles, the Lancers have a pair of runs on the board. RBI number 22 for Almany this year. He'll make way for the pitcher, Jeremy Eisenman. Righty-on-righty matchup, first pitch fastball in on the hands and fouled straight back to the screen. Come on, Jeremy, you got it. So Lancers fans feeling pretty good early on, baseball players as well. On deck man, Noah Lampros, having a chat with some Lancer fans right behind the net here on the third base side. There's a pitch in the dirt by Francis, kicks off to the right. Just enough of a gap between the catcher and the ball for Almany. Almany taking third base on the pass ball. Almany now 90 feet away, the count 1-1. Eisenman with a chance to give himself at least a 3-0 lead before he takes a mound in the bottom of the first. And on the hands, pops it right side. Foul territory. A couple of guys give chase. Ty Simile, the first baseman, unable to catch up to it. And that'll bring us to a 1-2 count to Eisenman. Defensively for West County, from left to right in the outfield, Kennard, Steinmetz, and Nipper. On the infield, you got Dakota Dowd at third, Hayden Roney at short, Mr. Morgan at second, Ty Simile at first, Cody Rubel the catcher. Francis delivers a low pitch and outside to the righty Eisenman. That'll even us up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two outs in the inning, runner at third, St. Pius 2, and West County nothing. Leg kick. Pitch righty, curveball, swing and a miss. Francis gets Eisenman on strikes to end the inning. But back-to-back doubles lead to a pair of runs for the Lancers. Schweigert with an RBI. Almany with an RBI. It's Headcamp and Schweigert scoring the runs for the Lancers. So they get a few hits and score a couple of runs, and they'll take a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the first here on KJF and KREI.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Couple of runs for St. Pius in the top of the first inning, and Almany and Schweigert RBI apiece for those two on back-to-back doubles. And Jeremy Eisenman will take the mound for the Lancers with a comfortable 2-0 early lead. Matt Greenwood here on the campus of Jefferson R7. This game can be heard on KJF and KREI, streaming online at MIMOinfo.com, and you can also check us out on Twitter. We'll have a link posted there as well. So spread the word that West County and St. Pius baseball is on the radio. All right, Zach Francis, Tate Roberts, and Ty Simile will face Jeremy Eisenman to start the bottom of the first inning. Eisenman getting his final warm-up tosses in. And while he's doing that, let's thank some of our sponsors for this ball game: Midwest Sports Center, Coles Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, and Capaya's Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington. So Eisenman and the catcher Lampros will get together as the rest of the infield goes right behind the mound. Pat Eisenman on the backside and on the back as well. Zach Francis will lead things off for West County. The Bulldogs, again, taking this Class 3 District 3 championship last year with a win over the Jefferson Blue Jays. Unfortunately for Jefferson, couldn't get past the first round in this year's tournament. Lampros is back behind home plate, getting ready to put the catcher's mask back on. And the right-handed hitting pitcher, Zach Francis, will lead things off. Schweigert in on the grass at third base. Eisenman comes set, belt high, lifts a leg. His first pitch of the day is an inside knee-high called strike. Next pitch is a curveball, sharply grounded to third base. Schweigert, he was in on the grass, cuts off the angle, and delivers a nice ball to first base to retire Francis on two pitches. So behind Zach Francis will be the right-handed hitting designated hitter, Tate Roberts. Roberts sporting the number 17 for the Bulldogs. This year, Roberts, a .418 batting average. Two doubles, two triples, and a home run. Good healthy numbers there. And in on the hands, a ground ball to third. Schweigert slides, picks himself up, and throws across the diamond to first base. But the ball pulls Almany off the bag, and Roberts will reach safely. That'll be an infield hit, though. Schweigert had to dive forward on the grass, had to pick himself up and make a strike to first base with a speedy Roberts there and couldn't do so. So we'll give him an infield hit, Roberts. And it's one on with one out for the Bulldogs with Ty Simile, the first baseman, coming up. Righty on righty matchup. Simile, 473 batting average, checks his swing. Ball in the dirt, gets away from Lampros into foul ground along the third base side. And Roberts will be able to advance it back. And just like that, West County's got a guy in scoring position. So Ty Simile, his name is actually John Tyler Simile, but the head coach, John Simile, would just cause major confusion for everyone, so they call him Ty. And there's a curveball just missing inside, just about belt high to Simile. And it's now two balls and no strikes to the righty first baseman. Simile with 22 RBIs this year. Fights one off to the right side of the infield. Pass the diving first baseman. The throw by the second baseman, Weatherholt, to Almany. Almany steps on the bag. And I don't know if the call was safe or not. They did call him safe. So Almany kind of got in between Weatherholt and Eisenman, who was covering the bag. And he received the throw, but his foot did not get to the bag in time. And so Simile reaches. And over to third on that grounder is Roberts. So back-to-back singles for West County, and as they trail 2-0 in the bottom of the first, the shortstop Hayden Roney will step in as he turns away from a fastball inside. It's now one ball and no strikes. Leg kick Eisenman, curveball up in the zone and just a little bit high. That'll run us to 2-0. Hayden Roney as a shortstop, 18 games played, a .316 batting average. One home run this year, pops it up to the left side and behind us, out of play. Brings us to a two ball and one strike count. West County and St. Pius have a little bit of a history in the district tournament. Back in 2015, West County beat St. Pius 7-4 to win the Class 3 District 3 championship. Eisenman comes set belt high, and a curve is in there, a swing and a miss by Roney. That'll even us up at two balls and two strikes. The year prior to that, in 2014, St. Pius beat West County 5-0 in the district semifinals, and St. Pius would later go on to win the district championship. Fastball fired inside, sliding to his right, Lampros, and the lefty shortstop, Roney, is involved in a three-ball, two-strike count. It's 2-0, St. Pius, bottom of the first. Runners at the corners for the Bulldogs with one out. Pitch Eisenman, fastball inside, swing and a miss. And taken off for second will be Simile, and there is going to be no throw. And now there's two outs as Roney becomes strikeout victim number one of the year, or of the game for Eisenman. 75th strikeout of the season for the junior righty. So Joey Steinmetz, number 50, playing center field for the Bulldogs, steps in. They're wearing their faded black tops with a thick purple stripe down the right and left side of the jersey. They've got their gray pants on with a thin purple stripe down the left and right side of the pants. First pitch is a fastball, and it's a called strike. Eisenman lifts the leg again, comes in with a breaking ball that's right at the knees for strike number two. Righty-on-righty matchup, and Eisenman right now ahead with runners at second and third, two outs, hoping to get out of this jam and maintain that two-run lead for the Lancers. There's a pitch, Eisenman, a pause before the pitch, and it's swung on and missed off the catcher's mask and into the dugout, and I thought that was a foul ball. A run comes in with Roberts, but it's a questionable run. Umpires will have to get together. I don't think they are going to talk about it, and I think the run's going to count. Okay, so Steinmetz strikes out but reaches first base because the ball got away, kicked into the West County dugout, which is officially out of play. And so now we got Peyton Nipper, the right fielder, stepping in. Lead down to 2-1. A strange way for the Bulldogs to get their first run of the contest as Eisenman will step off the bump. Runners at the corners once more for the Bulldogs and two outs. Fastball just missing the outside corner for ball one. Nipper playing right field, sporting the number 11 for the Bulldogs, a .265 batting average with 15 hits on the year. Beg your pardon, 13 hits. There's a swing and a miss for a 1-1 count. It's 2-1, bottom of the first in this Class 3 District 3 championship on KREI and KJF. Matt Greenwood with you. 83 degrees, our game time temp. Partly cloudy skies, a few grayish-white clouds, but the sunshine shining brightly right on top of the field. There's a pitch low. Runner takes off. Throw down to second base. Shortstop Dale cuts off the throw. Retreating back to first is Steinmetz. And the runner from third for West County can't score either. That pitch does work in the favor of Nipper, though. Because it's now two balls and one strike. Eisenman, a look at first. Ball in the bare hand, brings it into the glove, sets belt high, delivers one low. Backhand catch by Noah Lampros. Brings us to a three-ball, one-strike count to Nipper with Dakota Dowd, third baseman on deck for the Bulldogs. Eisenman taking his time on the mound, looks at first, brings the ball into the glove, and delivers a curveball down the middle for a called strike. The throw down to second base is high. The runner from third will score as Simile comes in. And safe at second is Steinmetz.
All right, boys, got to hold them.
Come on now.
So that'll work as a steal of home on the throw. This has been a strange, strange inning. West County has kind of scored their first two runs in an unorthodox style as a fastball in the 3-1 pitch is delivered low to Nipper, and Eisenman struggling early. Assistant coach Eric Lawrence will trot out to the mound and bring the entire infield in. So we had a ground out by Zach Francis. That's about as normal as this inning has gone. And then a single for Tate Roberts, a single by Ty Simile. But then on a strikeout with two outs, the ball gets away. There was a debate as to whether or not that ball was fouled. It sounded foul, but it also looked like it hit off the top of the catcher's mask. So the run was allowed to score by Roberts. And then Simile, who was at third base, came in to score when Steinmetz took off for second. The throw was high. Weatherholt received it, fired it back to home plate, but not in time, as Simile was able to score. So it's 2-2 here in the bottom of the first. Everyone back where they need to be as Dakota Dowd steps in, and he'll lift one to the right side and out of play. Third baseman wearing the number 2, a .491 batting average this year. One dinger, two doubles, 17 ribbies, 15 runs scored for the sophomore Dowd. New balls into the umpire. People got their lawn chairs, their shorts, short-sleeve shirts, umbrellas, any way they can stay cool. There's a ground ball deep in the hole, left side, and the shortstop, Dale, can't field it. It gets under his glove into left field, coming around third and into home to score is Peyton Nipper as Dakota Dow delivers one. 3-2 West County in the bottom of the first. I'll give that a hit, too, because that was deep in the hole, and Dale had to go to his right to try to get to it, and he would have had to make a throw to first base with the runner Nipper already close to scoring. Oh, I beg your pardon, Steinmetz is the one that scored. Nipper's at second base now, and Eisenman had his attention drawn by Nipper. And he'll turn around and hold on to the ball. Here's Tanner Morgan, the second baseman for West County. Another swing and a miss. Behind in the count, 0-2. St. Pius had the good start with a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. West County responding with three of their own, but they've gotten quite a bit of help from the Lancer defense. 0-2 pitch, fastball up in the zone, and Morgan swings and misses for out number three. Two punch-outs in the inning, or actually three strikeouts in the inning for Eisenman, but one of those strikeouts actually leads to a run. So it's 3-2 West County as we head to the top of the second here on KJF and KREI.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. A strange bottom of the first for West County. They score a run on a strikeout. They score a run on a strikeout and pass ball, if you will. They also scored a run on a caught stealing attempt where the catcher Lampros threw down to second base. The runner at third, Simile, came in to score, and then a single by Dakota Dowd in the seventh spot in the order. So a very confusing and weird bottom of the first for the Bulldogs. But what we can tell you, it's 3-2 West County. St. Pius is coming up to bat. It's Noah Lampros with a righty-on-righty matchup facing Francis. And Lampros able to take the first pitch and foul it back to the screen. Three runs on three hits. Two men left on base for West County in the bottom of the first. Zach Francis, the righty, delivers one in the dirt, and it gets past the catcher Rubel to the backstop. It was taken by Lampros. That'll run us up to one ball and one strike. Zach Francis was on the team last year on the Bulldogs squad that finished third at state. There's a ground ball sharply hit on the second hop. It's fielded by the shortstop, Roney, who delivers a strike to first base, and Lampros is out number one here in the top of the second. Now batting the number eight hitter, designated hitter, number 10, Xander Parson. Another righty-on-righty matchup. Parson, 383 batting average, steps in, takes a first pitch inside as he had to straighten out the legs to avoid getting hit by that pitch. Of the 18 hits for Parson, 15 have been singles, 3 have been doubles. Next pitch, Francis keeps it low. That's a little league called strike right there below the knees. Brings us to a 1-1 count. Feet perfectly aligned, Parson. Takes a ball inside, sends it to short. Roney in on the grass. Another good throw to first. Back-to-back ground outs to shortstop for the Lancer offense. And the number nine hitter, right fielder Adam Edwards, will step in and take a few swings at the righty Francis. Righty on lefty matchup. Again, St. Pius wearing their navy blue tops, white pants, gold letters and numbers across the front of the jersey, bunting it up the third base line off the back foot. The throw by the pitcher Francis is not in time, and Edwards picks up hit number 19 of the year. Lancers trying to start a two-out rally with a runner at first for the top of the order batter, Dustin Birch. Birch grounded out to short his first time up. Lancers trailing 3-2 in the top of the second. A little bit of a defensive shift for the Bulldogs as Nipper in right field shifts towards center. There's a swing and a miss, and a throw down to second base. Taken off was Dustin Birch, and he is in there safely. The throw was in front of the bag. Stolen base number 20 of the year for Birch. 0-1 or for Edwards. As Birch takes it right around the knees for a called strike. And actually, that would be Edwards' ninth stolen base. If Birch does steal a base here today, that'll be his 20th. But he'll have to get on base first, but doesn't do so there. Swings and misses at an inside curve. Francis sets him down. And we will head to the bottom of the second at St. Pius 2, West County 3. Coming up for the Bulldogs when we return, Nate Kennard, Zach Francis, and Tate Roberts. It's 9-1-2 in the order for the Bulldogs here in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on KREI and KJF.
Parents, give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Fun adventures, themes, sports, games, arts, and much more. Camp runs from June 4th to August 10th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
It's the bottom of the second inning on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF. Matt Greenwood with you. West County leading St. Pius 3-2 as we start the bottom half of the second. I want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS Store and Comtree, all of Festus, as well as Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, Mineral Area College, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills. The batter is a left fielder, Nate Kennard, as he ducks out of the way of an Eisenman fastball. And it's 1-0. Righty-on-righty matchup. Eisenman lifts the leg, delivers a fastball, this time in the zone, knee-high inside for a called strike. Kennard, one of four returning seniors for Coach John Simile and the West County Bulldogs. Breaking ball cuts back in to the inside part of the plate. And watching it go by was Kennard. He's behind it, 1-2. Schweigert, third baseman, even with the bag. Toes on the infield grass as time is called. Schweigert sets up the St. Pius defense over in the hot corner. Elijah Dale's a shortstop. Weatherholt the second baseman, and Ryan Almany the first baseman with Noah Lampros behind the dish. Ball in the dirt, kicks up some chalk, and that's taken for a ball. It's now 2-2. In the outfield from left to right, you got Dustin Birch, Tyler Headcamp, and Adam Edwards. Lancers defense. Into a crouch as Eisenman comes home with a fastball right down the middle, and Kennard is caught looking for out number one. Fourth strikeout already for Eisenman. That's 78 this year. One up, one down for the Bulldogs with Zach Francis at the top of the order stepping in. Righty on righty. Eisenman lifts the leg, delivers a curve, low and in for ball one. In terms of district tournament matchups, St. Pius and West County go as far back as 2011. Here's a ground ball to third in on the grass. Schweigert, the third baseman, fields it, fires it to first in time for out number two. A lot of balls being pulled today to the left side. Short and third, shortstops and third basemen for each side have had a lot of activity here today as with two down and nobody on, Tate Roberts, the DH, will step in.
singled, reached second base on the pass ball, found his way over to third, and came home to score on a strikeout with a pass ball. Chases a fastball up in the zone and falls behind 0-1. Back in 2011, West County beat St. Pius 5-2 in the first round of their Class 2 District 4 tournament. So they have switched classes since the 2011 and 2012 matchups. Here's a sharp ground ball to second base off the short hop. Second baseman Weatherholt has it, and the throw to first is in time. A three up, three down inning for Jeremy Eisenman of the Lancers. We'll step aside, and when we come back for the top of the third, it'll be Tyler Headcamp, Elijah Dale, and Caleb Schweiger. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the Lancers' order as they trail 3-2 to West County in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on KREI and KJF.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you.
You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
It's 3-2 West County up on the Cafayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard as we get set to start the top of the third. Coming up for St. Pius to face Zach Francis is Tyler Headcamp, Eli Dale, and Caleb Schweigert. First pitch is up in the zone, and there's a check swing by Headcamp. He did not go around, so it's ball one. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Capias does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Just call 756-1224, 756-1224. That's Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Headcamp ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes as he takes a fastball below the knees. And Francis, the righty, working quickly, delivers the next pitch and 2-0 swing. Grounder to third. In on the grass, Dowd on the run, delivers a strike across the diamond to first in time to retire Headcamp. That'll bring up the shortstop, Eli Dale. So he bats left and throws right for Coach Woods and the Lancers. He flew out to left field his first time up. Francis Arati goes into the line and pitches a fastball low for ball one. From our vantage point, looks like Francis keeps his back right foot in the middle of the rubber. Goes into the line, pitches a fastball, gets away from him, and Dale's ahead in the count 2-0. 493 batting average for Dale, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Two home runs, 27 RBIs, three triples to his name, Dale. There's a fastball just missing low and outside for ball three. If you've never been to the St. Pius baseball field, they don't have a fence out in the outfield. So if they get it past the outfielders, they get to run and run and run until the ball comes back in. There's a 3-0. There at the knees for a called strike. Francis gets the ball back, comes quickly to the plate, and there's a pop up to the left side, foul territory, and beyond the St. Pius dugout along the third base side. That'll run the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So I imagine three of those, or those three triples for Dale, most likely come at the St. Pius ballpark. There's a ball dumped into shallow left center field. Rounding first hard, heading towards second. The throw is there. The tag is not in time. Steinmetz almost getting an outfield assist for the Bulldogs. But Eli Dale just getting the hand in there. And the Lancers have a runner at second base with one out for Caleb Schweigert. Double number 11 of the year for Dale. Schweigert drove in the first run of the game for the Lancers. A double to deep left center field at one hop the fence. Schweigert wound up at second base and would come home to score on the Omni RBI double. Schweigert receives the first pitch, and it's a ball. Schweigert waving the bat around. Righty-on-righty matchup. Francis lifts the leg, comes home with it. Fastball up above the letters. Two balls and no strikes to Schweigert. Lancers with an opportunity here today to make it a third different district champion in the last 3 years in Class 3. 2-0 pitch, back Schweigert away from the plate. It's now 3-0. Beautiful scenery here at Jefferson R7. That's a beautiful fastball from Zach Francis. Just above the belt, middle for a called strike. You got green trees. Yep, they're all full of life now during this spring/summertime. Out beyond the outfield fences. Schweigert sends one that way. A little more shallow into right center. And there the right fielder, Nipper, squeezes both hands on it for out number two. Dale remains at second base for the Lancers. And with two down and a man in scoring position, it's all up to Ryan Almany here in the top of the third to put a run across the board for the Lancers. They trail 3-2. Almany doubled in the second run of the game for the Lancers. First pitch curve, thought about the swing, but kept the hands back and takes it low for ball one. Almany with 23 hits this year, 7 doubles, 16 singles. Pitch up in the zone, swing and a miss. Almany, 6 feet, 230 pounds, a senior for Coach Woods, the only senior on the club. Two hopper to short. Roney, glove to ground, ball in the glove, throw across, in time to first, and Almany cannot bring Dale home from second. And so we'll head to the bottom of the third. The West County Bulldogs lead it 3-2 over St. Pius. You got Ty Simile, Hayden Roney, and Joey Steinmetz coming up for the Bulldogs when we return on KJF and KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The 6'2", 220-pound junior righty, Jeremy Eisenman for the St. Pius Lancers, finds himself down in the score. 3-2, West County with the lead. Matt Greenwood here with you. Hal Neisler back in the KJF studio, and in the KREI studio is Jack Sadler. Ty Simile, Hayden Roney, and Joey Steinmetz will come up for the Bulldogs. Roney struck out his first time up. Steinmetz also struck out, but did reach base after a pass ball. And Peyton Nipper might bat fourth this inning, depending on what Eisenman's able to do through the first three. Again, Simile, Roney, and Steinmetz do up. Simile singled and scored a run his first time up. Righty-on-righty matchup, and I would say Simile and Eisenman combined for about just about 500 pounds. And on the hands, a looper to second base. One pitch, one out. Weatherholt has it. And Simile is out number one here in the bottom of the third. Yeah, Ty Simile listed as 6 feet, 200 pounds. So together, Him and Eisenman are roughly 420 pounds, but it's the 220-pounder Eisenman that wins the first round or second round there. Simile got the first round. Here's Hayden Roney now. Curveball, and the lefty takes it over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Four punch outs through the first, two and a third for the righty Eisenman. Comes set belt high, kicks, fires, fastball up in the zone, fouled straight back, and I think cleared the top of the net. Net here, I would say, is about a good 30 to 35 feet. Roney got that one right off the end of the bat and right over the top of the net. Facing a no ball, two strike count. Roney already has punched out once. The lefty waits. The righty Eisenman delivers. Fastball just missing inside. And that's ball one. Hayden Roney, just a junior for Coach Simile. 5'8", 145 pound. Not very big. He's got great bat speed. He's going to need it to catch up to these Eisenman fastballs. Instead, Roney leaves the bat on his shoulder and lets one go on by for strike number three. That's five punch-outs for Eisenman, giving him 79 this year. Second guy is struck out by looking, Kennard the other one. That'll bring in Joey Steinmetz. 0 for 1, now 1 for 2 as he sends a sharp ground ball right up the middle, just off to the left of second base and into center field. And Steinmetz is aboard for the second time today. First time up, he struck out, and there's a questionable pass ball, whether it was a pass ball or a foul ball. Umpires didn't call it a foul ball, so Steinmetz was able to reach first and eventually came around to score to give West County a 3-2 lead. The score remains the same here in the bottom of the third, as Eisenman will look Steinmetz back to the bag. Steinmetz, a perfect 3-for-3 on the season in stolen base attempts. Throw to first, and Eisenman thought he had him picked off. Started walking back towards the dugout on the third base side. Umpire ruled him safe. Eisenman will now rub up the ball as he makes his way back onto the slab. Back right foot, first base side of the rubber. Ball behind his back, Eisenman looks at first, brings it into the glove, and drops in a curve on the inside corner for a called strike. 0-2 to Peyton Nipper. Walked his only time up. Righty-on-righty matchup. Belt high set. Eisenman delivers. Curveball up in the zone. Steinmetz on the move to second base, and he'll have that back stolen. Number four of the season for the senior Steinmetz. Puts himself in scoring position for the Bulldogs with two outs. With that ball, it's now 1-1 to Nipper. Schweigert cutting off the short angle at third base near the line, just about hugging it. There's a fastball up in the zone. Nipper can't catch up to the heat. That'll bring us to a one ball, two strike count. Keep in mind, after the conclusion of the Class 3 District 3 Championship over on KJFF, we'll have the Gateway Grizzlies taking on the Washington Wild Things. Nate Gatter will have the call for you for the Grizz. They are on the road for a three-game set. They got the 8-5 victory over Washington last night on KJF. Nipper able to get a piece of that 1-1 pitch, and now he's facing a 1-2 count with a runner at second base. Eisenman looks that way twice, a third, now turns and fires and blows a fastball right past Peyton Nipper, who had no chance to catch up to that one. Six strikeouts for Jeremy Eisenman, number 80 of the season to end the third inning. We head to the top of the fourth, still 3-2 Bulldogs. Eisenman, Lampros, Parson coming up for the Lancers when we return on KJF and KREI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go. My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Top of the fourth inning, Matt Greenwood for KJF and KREI. The pitcher is Francis. The batter is Eisenman. The first pitch is up in the sky off the bat of Eisenman. And coming about 10 feet forward, the pitcher Francis catches it for out number one. Eisenman now 0-2 on the day. Welcome into the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step at the broadcast booth today. Is outside in the heat up the third base line, just a smidge. As I say, bright and sunny and hot. We get a cloud over the sun, so nice and cool for now. The batter is Noah Lampros, and the first pitch is a fastball and outside to the righty. Lancers jumped out to a 2-0 lead with back-to-back doubles from Schweigert and Almany, but West County responded with three of their own in the bottom of the first, and that's where we stand here, 3-2, as there's a side-to-side pitch from the righty Francis right at the knees for a strike. Lampros pulled the ball his last time up to short and was thrown out at first base. Francis the righty kicks, fires, and there's a curve, chopped foul up the third base side. That'll bring us to a 1-2 count. Lampros, a .327 batting average entering this Class 3 District 3 championship, and he has just struck out. Couldn't catch up to the heat by Francis, and it's two up, two down quickly for Zach Francis and the Bulldogs. Punch out number three of the day. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, number 10, Xander Parson. Parson, .383 batting average entering this championship contest. Fastball just underneath the letters and inside for ball one. Over in the hot corner for the Bulldogs is Dakota Dowd. He goes into the crouch as a fastball comes upstairs and Parson chases. Now 1-1. Dowd about 5 feet off the third base line, maybe 3 feet behind the bag. Goes into the crouch as the pitch comes through, and that's a curveball low and in. Taken for a ball. Count runs to 2-1. Roney is the shortstop. Morgan, the second baseman. Ty Simile, the first baseman. And Cody Rubel, the catcher for the Bulldogs. Side-to-side pitch there. Just misses outside. Bringing us to a 3-1 count. From left to right in the outfield for the Bulldog deep, it's Nate Kennard, Joey Steinmetz, and Peyton Nipper. Francis O'Reilly goes into the line, kicks, fires, and that fastball is knee-high inside for a called strike. Got ourselves a full tank on the board. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Francis, pitch, inside, ball 4. And Parson is aboard for the first time today with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. Next up, right fielder number 6, Adam Edwards. Adam Edwards had a bunt base hit in the second inning, stole second base, but got stranded there after Birch ended the inning with a swing and a miss down on strikes. Edwards now basically in Birch's position with a man on and 2 down. Fastball knee high, and that's a called strike. Righty on lefty matchup. Edwards, the right fielder for the Lancers. There was a 30% chance of rain in Festus after 4 o'clock, and looks like we got some clouds rolling through. There's a pitch low in the dirt, inside, scooping it up Rubel, lining it to first base to try to get Parson out. And Parson's back in head first. It's now 1-1 to Edwards. Francis, a big reason why the Bulldogs took third place last year in the state championship. There's a foul off the end of the bat to the left side and out of play over the Lancer dugout. And Edwards now facing a 1-2 count. Only four seniors graduated for Coach Simile last year. Matthew Momot, Jacob Minor-Sagan, Jared Jones, and Jared Burnett. Minor-Sagan and Jones went off to MAC. Minor-Sagan playing basketball and Jones playing baseball, curveball. Outside by Francis, and he motions his right hand back in to indicate that he's trying to get that ball to Cutmore. Instead, it's now 2-2 to Edwards. Parson, good size lead at first base. He's being held on. Francis, the righty, delivers. Fastball, knee high, called strike outside corner. And Edwards ends the frame for the Lancers. Punch out number four of the day for Zach Francis. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. It's West County 3, St. Pius 2. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game on KJF and KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood for KJF and KREI. It's 4:51 in Festus, Missouri. And the West County Bulldogs holding on to their 3-2 lead over the St. Pius Lancers. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Bulldogs will send up Dakota Dowd, Tanner Morgan, and Nate Kennard to face the righty Eisenman. And before we get to the start of this bottom four, let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors. Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, as well as Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. Also would like to thank Home Pools and Spas of Ledington, the YMCA of Jefferson County. And pairing those up with Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum. All right, we are ready to go to start this bottom of the fourth. 7, 8, and 9 in the order for the Bulldogs. Dowd, Morgan, Kennard. Schweigert, third baseman, will start even on the bag, toes on the grass. Everyone else playing normal. Here's a curve to start off. Dowd, and that's a called strike at the knees. Eisenman, only a junior for Coach Woods, and a very electric arm. Fastball sits upper 80s, low 90s. That curveball gets away from him, and it misses upstairs. Lampros out of the crouch to receive it. Bringing us to a 1-1 count and another curveball. So three consecutive curves by Eisenman trying to slow down the bat of Dowd. It's 1-2. Bet you were looking at a fastball upstairs or inside. Pitch, fastball, and he bounces it. Eisenman gripped it a little bit too hard. That'll even us up at 2-2. Dowd singled in the third run of the game for the Bulldogs. But now he's asked to start something. Pitch, curve, lined into center field. Fielding it off the short hop is Headcamp. As he knocks it down, had to go to a knee to block it. Little tricky outfield here at Jefferson R7. And Dowd's aboard for the second time today. He'll vacate the batter's box for the right-handed hitting second baseman, Tanner Morgan. Morgan digging in. Open stance, front left foot angled towards left field. The back heel is just about at the corner of the batter's box. Squares around. Does Morgan pulls it back as the curveball comes in high for ball one. Dowd, not a great threat to steal. 2 of 2 on the season. Is ready to go, but the fastball comes in for a called strike just about above the knees. 1-1 the count as some gray clouds roll in to left field. Sunshine, though, in foul territory along the first base side. Peeks its head out as a throw goes to first by Eisenman, and diving back in safely head first is Morgan. The winner of this district will take on either Herculaneum, Grandview, or Hancock. Pitch comes in, squaring around and pulling it back for a ball is Morgan. That'll run us to 2-1. Herculaneum and Grandview, they're set to play today, beginning at 6 o'clock in the Class 3 District 4 semifinal. Hancock already into the championship game. Another bunt attempt by Morgan, another take. Eisenman missing with a ball up in the zone. It's now 3-1. On deck, the number 9 hitter, Nate Kennard. And I guarantee you, if the Bulldogs get two aboard with nobody out, Coach Simile will definitely get Kennard to drop a bunt down. Eisenman's got to throw a strike here. Pitch up in the zone. Easy take for Morgan, and that's two aboard for the Bulldogs to start the bottom of the fourth. Second walk of the day for Eisenman. And Coach John Simile is actually going to bring in a pinch hitter. So Tyler Price, sophomore, 5'9", 150, getting his instructions from Coach Simile between home and third. And I can just about guarantee you that he is being called on right now to go ahead and drop down a bunt, put two guys in scoring position with one out in the top of the order coming up. So we'll see what Tyler Price can do in place of Kennard. Simile goes back to the third base box. A home plate umpire still writing down on the lineup card the change. Price and Eisenman both ready to go already. More sunshine pulls through here at Jefferson R7. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Everyone's ready to go now. The Eisenman righty. Lisseleg turns towards second. He'll take his chance there. Behind the back swipe tag by Dale to no avail, as back in safely is Dowd. First baseman Almany in on the grass about good 5 or 6 feet. Schweigert hanging around at third base. Pitch Eisenman, bunt try. Throw down to second, slipping as he tried to receive it. Dale, ball kicks into shallow right. Backing up the play, the center fielder Headcamp. It winds up being a called strike as the home plate umpire deemed that an effort by Price. So it's 0-1. Assistant coach for the Lancers, Eric Lawrence, out onto the gravel to shout out instructions for the middle of the infield. Coach Lawrence, of course, leading the St. Pius basketball team up until the final two games of the regular season, had to go take care of his military duties. And there's a ball up in the zone, and bunting it into foul ground is Tyler Price. And now we've got a time called on the field. It looked like a foul ball. We'll let this kind of play out, but right now Price is making his way up to first base, and now they're gonna put him back at home. Coach Simile was coming in from the third base box to argue, if he had to argue. If it went his way, obviously he'd go back peacefully, but right now he's making his case, saying that Price actually pulled the bat back as he hit the ground. So I believe the call is that the home plate umpire deemed Price making an attempt on the ball up in the zone. And now Coach Simile will have a chat with the first base umpire. Price is back around home plate. He's got his helmet in his hand as he walks back towards the Bulldog dugout. Probably needs a new helmet. Conference is over between Coach Simile and the first base and home plate umpire. And so, looks like runners will remain at first and second. Price will be facing an 0-2 count. And we should try to get a little bit more. Try to keep the bunt. And Reds are happy with the change of the call and set of Price being at first base and the bases loaded, nobody out. It's runners at first and second and an 0-2 count to the righty Price. Eisenman throws a fastball. It gets away from Lampros to the backstop, and the runners will advance a bag. No one covering home plate, and that's lucky for the Lancers because Dowd rounded third hard. So Lampros with a momentary lapse in concentration lets that fastball get away. Now it's 1-2 with runners at second and third for the Bulldogs. Fastball up in the zone, and Price stays alive. Fouls it back to the screen. West County got a first-round bye in the Class 3 District 3 tournament and beat Saxony Lutheran 4-0 in the semis the other day. St. Pius also got a bye and knocked off Arcadia Valley in the bottom of the seventh. And a slider inside corner called strike three. Price is down. Punch out number seven of the day for Eisenman. With runners at second and third, there's now one out for the Bulldogs. We head back to the top of the order for Zach Francis. Slider, curve, fastball, maybe even a changeup as well from Eisenman. Three very good pitches. Curveball up in the zone, and Francis sends it to the right side. Now to play. That ball going over the West County dugout. Zach Francis, 529 batting average entering today. Fastball up in the zone. He's behind it. Eisenman ahead in the count, 0-2. Francis 0-2 on the day. He's grounded out to the third both times. Francis hoping to drive in runs number 11 and 12 of the year. Fastball tails outside from the righty Eisenman. Count runs to 1-2. Schweigert over at third base, toes on the grass, now full-footed on the infield grass. Eisenman comes set, belt high. And time is called. Time was called by the home plate umpire granting Francis's request. Eisenman was starting to go into his delivery and stopped, and everyone cried out balk. But Eisenman explaining to the umpire that time was called. And Coach Simile over at third base drops his head. Calls aren't going the way for the Bulldogs. They do lead it 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. We've had all five runs in this contest scored in the first inning. Now it's 1-2 to Francis, and he chases one in the dirt. Strikeout number 8 of the day for Eisenman, number 82 of the season. Two down with two on for the Bulldogs, and Tate Roberts coming up. Lancer faithful getting a little amped up here. Huge point in this game. Bottom of the fourth. 3-2 Bulldogs in the lead. Roberts chases a fastball upstairs. 0-1 the count. And with runners at second and third and nobody out, if Eisenman gets out of this inning, look out. Momentum swing just a little bit in favor of the Lancers. But we'll talk about that if we get to that point as a fastball tails inside by the righty Eisenman. It's now 1-1. So righty-on-righty matchup. Roberts 1-for-2 on the day. Lead off a third for Dowd. And buckling Roberts at the knee is Eisenman with a beautiful slider. Now it's 1-2. Looking forward to the reaction of Eisenman if he is able to get out of this inning. Fastball upstairs, and yes, jumping off the mound. Looking at his infield defense is Eisenman as he strikes out Roberts. Runners at second and third for the Bulldogs. A punch out to Price, to Francis, and to Roberts. And the threat falls by the wayside. We head to the top of the fifth in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on KJF and KREI. It's 3-2 Bulldogs.
There is no doubt that there is one feature that stands out from the rest on our Spartan mowers.
And that is the ride of the Spartan.
That's right, Clarissa. The RT Series is packed full of basic features, with just one being the GT track for best incline traction, precision weight distribution, balance, and control, so you can tackle almost any terrain with confidence. The ride also offers a patented brake system with patent-pending ergonomic foot control, which includes lock and unlock from your foot. Our soft ride rear radial tires offer a very specific tread pattern made just for Spartan mowers. Anyone can jump on the mower and begin cutting the grass, but unless it's a Spartan, you're not getting the smoothest, most comfortable ride on the market.
Ride so smooth you feel like you're mowing in your easy chair. Save up to $800 on a Spartan at Fliggs Equipment on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or in Ludington.
Online 24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
It is the top of the fifth inning at Jefferson. R7 Class 3 District 3 Championship. Matt Greenwood with you. St. Pius, West County, and a pitcher's duel now. It's 3-2. Bulldogs out in front. Birch, speaking of being out in front, just able to get a piece of that first pitch from Francis and fouls it behind the Bulldog dugout along the first base side. Now it's 0-1 to Birch, who's 0-2 on the day. Leg kick Francis drops in a curve just outside and at the knees for a called strike. The Bulldogs squandering a second and third situation in the bottom of the fourth with nobody out. Eisenman getting a strikeout of Kennard, Francis, and Roberts to end the threat. 9 punch-outs for Eisenman today. Now he just needs a little offense as Burt stays alive. Fouls one off his body. So we've got a difference in the sky on one side. Out in left field, from left field to center field, you got some dark gray clouds, and off to our right behind the first base dugout, got beautiful sunshine. And a foul tip, swing and miss by Birch. He is strikeout victim number 5 for Zach Francis. And that's how we start the top of the fifth. 3-2 Bulldogs with their lead. Lancers with nobody on and one out for Tyler Headcamp. Into the line, Francis. The righty delivers. Ball up in the zone, sent to the right side, and just beyond the Bulldog dugout and up along the hillside. Headcamp facing an 0-1 count. Headcamp, single and a run scored. Also ground out to third. Lets a curveball go by, and Francis gets the generous call on the inside. It's now 0-2 to the righty, Headcamp. Francis comes set between the belt and the letters, lifts the leg, ball up in the zone, driven to deep center field. Going back to center fielder Steinmetz, and he'll make the over-the-shoulder grab with the left-hand glove, and Headcamp sends one about 370 feet to straightaway center, but comes away with nothing but a long out. It is 375 to straightaway center, 310 down the right field line and the left field line. Now the batter is Eli Dale, 1-for-2 on the day. Bats left, throws right. A double in his last appearance. Curveball just misses outside by Francis. That'll run us to a 1-0 count. 3-2 Bulldogs, top of the fifth. Leg kick Francis, pitch up in the zone and off the end of the bat to the left side, and out of play goes the baseball. And this is plate appearance number 90 officially for Eli Dale of the season, at bat number 70. 2 home runs and 27 RBIs this year out of the 3 spot in the order for Coach Woods. A patient approach here as he takes it low and outside for ball 2. It's now 2-1. Defense straight away for West County, infield and outfield. Ball up in the zone. Slap up the middle. Backhand on the short hop. Morgan gets it and throws it to first in time to retire Dale. So the pitchers have settled into a groove as Francis has not given up a run since the first inning. We head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 3-2 West County leading St. Pius in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on Cary I, Farmington Park Hills, and KJFF Crystal City, Herculaneum, and Festus.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Alan, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Welcome into the bottom of the fifth inning. Matt Greenwood with you on KJFF and KREI. It's West County 3, St. Pius 2. Jeremy Eisenman back on the rubber for the Lancers. Got out of the second and third situation last inning by striking out Kennard, Francis, and Roberts to end the frame. And he'll start off facing the first baseman, Ty Simile. First pitch fouled to the screen. Simile, 1-for-2 on the day. Has scored a run. It was the second run of the game for the Bulldogs. Next pitch, Eisenman. And the righty misses outside the zone and low. Runs us to 1-1. Ty Simile with one home run to his name this season. Fouls one straight back off the concrete backstop. That'll kick back towards the field of play. It's now 1-2. Again, Grandview, Herky, baseball, District 4 championship, or semifinals rather, starting tonight at 6 o'clock. Winner to face Hancock in the District 4 championship. And the winner of the Class 3 District 4 tournament will face the winner of this one. Fastball right down the middle, maybe slightly outside. That's punch out number 10 of the game for Eisenman. Number 84 this year in just 59 innings pitched. One up, one down for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fifth, still up 3-2. Four consecutive Ks. Two backward, two forward as Hayden Roney, the shortstop, steps in. He has struck out twice. Fastball just tails outside for ball one. Roney, a .316 batting average of his 18 hits this season. Seven of them have been doubles, one a home run, and the junior whiffs on a fastball. It's now 1-1. Schweiger, the third baseman, in on the grass at third. As Eisenman bounces one in front of home plate, good block there by Lampros, getting a little practice in. That runs us to 2-1. I want to thank Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, as well as New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre for sponsoring our contest here today. It's now 2-2 as Roney's behind another pitch. Also want to thank Jefferson College of Hillsboro. And speaking of Jeffco, we'll talk about them in just a second. Fastball comes up, and turning the shoulders inward back towards the catcher Lampros is Roney as it nearly hit him. Count runs to 3-2. Joey Steinmetz on deck for the Bulldogs. Righty on lefty matchup here. Fastball upstairs by Eisenman. He loses Roney. Walk number 3 issued by Eisenman. And that sets up the Bulldogs with a runner at first and a one out. So the Jeffco baseball team, they are into the South Central District Tournament, which will be played in Seminole, Oklahoma, beginning Friday at noon. Jeffco will play Delgado to start, and then we'll play at 3:30 against Seminole State out of Oklahoma as a fastball comes upstairs above the letters for a ball to Steinmetz. If Jeffco gets out of that district tournament, they'll head to the JUCO World Series. That'd be pretty neat. Side-to-side pitch there by Eisenman, misses to the righty Steinmetz, and he's ahead of the count 2-0. Steinmetz has scored a run, has singled, stolen two bases. Dropping in a curve on the inside part of the plate is Eisenman. Steinmetz with one triple to his name this season. Leg kick Eisenman, pitch up in the zone. That is ball three. And, of course, we will carry Jeffco Baseball on AM 1400 KJF on Friday. And if they play Saturday, we'll have that game for you as well. Could be one game. It could be two games. Depends on how Friday plays out. There's a throw to first by Eisenman. Back in safely is Roney. 3-2 Bulldogs with the advantage. Pitch, Eisenman. Just above the letters, ball four. And that's back-to-back walks, number four for Eisenman. Up to second base goes Roney. Now the batter is Peyton Nipper. Nipper has drawn one of the four walks issued by Eisenman. Struck out swinging the other time up. Has a first and second situation, does the right-handed hitting right fielder. Eisenman kicks the leg and delivers. That one's low in the zone. Nipper had squared around and pulled back for a ball. Sorry about that. And had a fly go right into my eye. So I was talking. It's one of those freak out moments. You're like, ah, get out of my eye. So it did. It read my mind. Eisenman lifts the leg, turns back towards second, no throw. The Bulldogs here today trying to repeat as Class 3 District 3 champions. St. Pius hoping to make it three different winners in the last 3 years. Squaring around and pulling it back is Nipper. And he's ahead in the count 2-0 as Eisenman has lost the zone here in the bottom of the fifth. Coach Woods always preaches pitch to contact. Don't get too crafty. I think we're seeing Eisenman lose that mentality here as he delivers one inside. And again, Nipper takes it for ball three. If there is anyone warming up for the Lancers, we can't see him. We're shielded by the Lancer third base dugout. 3-0 pitch, Eisenman, and taking all the way is Nipper for a strike. Nipper still showing a bunt. I'm sure he's just putting that out there just to distract Eisenman. Belt high set for the righty, and he delivers and actually bunting with a 3-1 count as Nipper, and he fouls it just above the Bulldog dugout on the first base side. Bit of a head scratcher there. The ball was up in the zone, was possibly ball four, and set at strike two. Three balls and two strikes with two on for the Bulldogs, trying to stretch this 3-2 lead. Two looks at second base, Eisenman. Belt high set. A third look, and he turns and fires home. And time was called by the batter, Nipper. Ball gets away. So Nipper had called for time. Umpire didn't grant it. Eisenman threw a fastball home. It missed. And so the bases are loaded, and now Coach Woods is going to come out and have a chat with Eisenman, who I'm sure, when he saw Nipper step out of the box after throwing up the right hand, thought, okay, that's time. So he didn't stay in rhythm, and that's why he missed badly with that pitch. And now palms up to the sky. Eisenman will have the ball taken away from him by Coach Woods. So that'll do it for the junior righty as he will leave this ballgame in the bottom of the fifth with the bases loaded and trailing 3-2. We'll tell you about the Midwest Sports Center pitching change when we return on KJF and KRI.
Goals are you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
Got a Midwest Sports Center pitching change for you. For the St. Pius Lancers, Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it. Eli Dale, shortstop, will move on to the rubber in place of Jeremy Eisenman, who goes 4 1/3 with 9 strikeouts, but also 5 walks. And so Eisenman leaves with the bases loaded and 1 out. And Dakota Dowd is coming up for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitching line for Eli Dale. 4-1, that's 4 wins, 1 loss, 24 1/3 innings pitched, to 2.88 ERA. And in those 24 1/3 innings, Eli Dale's got 52 strikeouts. That's good enough for a 14.96 K per 9 inning ratio. All right, digging in is Dakota Dowd. 2-for-2 on the day, righty on righty matchup. First pitch is low for ball one. Trying to see where Eisenman went on the defensive side. Don't see him anywhere yet. Fastball knee high from the righty Dale. That'll even us up at 1-1. The Bulldogs in a position again for the second consecutive inning to put runs on the board and open up this 3-2 advantage. Instead, there's a swing and a miss on a slider by Dale. That runs us to a 1-2 count. Dale, a junior, 5'11", 170. Not very imposing on the mound, but he does have an electric arm for sure. Lifts a leg and gets a swing and a miss on a slider. Strikeout number 53 this season for Eli Dale as he sits down Dakota Dowd. Dowd retired for the first time today. And now we got second baseman Tanner Morgan coming up with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Righty on righty. Pitch, fastball up in the zone, swing and a miss. Morgan 0-for-1 on the day, struck out his first time up, walked in the fourth inning, which was the second time up, and got stranded at second base. Now awaits for the righty Dale's pitch. It'll go off the concrete backstop, kick back towards Lampros, who tries to barehand it and couldn't bring it in successfully. Coming in to score from third is Hayden Roney, and the Bulldogs double up their lead. It's now 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Steinmetz advances over to third for the Bulldogs. Up to second, Nipper. 1-1 count to the righty Morgan. Dale looks at third, comes set belt high, lifts a leg, breaking ball up in the zone for ball two. Sunshine off to our right, gray clouds, and a nice breeze out towards center field. The lights are not on here at Jefferson R7, no need. And the bottom drops out on that pitch as Morgan out in front. Evens us up at 2-2. There are 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-2 Bulldogs. Just below the belt, Dale comes set, lifts the knee above the belt, and a fastball comes in, and it's off to the right side, off the bat of Morgan, as he fights one off. The Lancers will have 4, 5, and 6 coming up in the top of the sixth inning with Schweigert, Almany, and Eisenman. And they'll have some work to do, whether it's 4-2 or whether that lead gets increased. We'll see after this 2-2 Dale pitch. It's low. Lampros keeps it in front of him this time, and that'll run us full. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third. Almany at first base, cutting off the angle there, even with a bag hug in the line. Same goes for Schweigert at third. He's just behind the bag. 3-2 pitch, Dale swinging a miss on a slider low in the zone. Lampros scoops it up out of the dirt and flips it to first base to complete the strikeout and the throwout. So Dale comes in, gives up that one run. It's on a pass ball, and the Lancers trail 4-2. We head to the top of the sixth on KJF and KREI.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
A family pool can be one of the best purchases ever. A pool is so much fun, brings the family together, but it does require attention. You've got to keep your water quality high. I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. Why not let us do the work? We know everything that needs to be done. We're experts at it. We're Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Lennington exit on the outer road by Better Bodies. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Welcome back on KJF and KREI. It's the top of the sixth inning, and the Lancers have Caleb Schweigert, Ryan Almany, Jeremy Eisenman coming up down by two. They're going to face Zach Francis, and each one will face him for the third time today. Francis immediately goes into the wind and drops in a curve, a little league strike. Again, that ball winding up below the knees. Schweigert behind the count, 0-1. Schweigert a double and a run scored way back in the first inning. Come and set, Francis delivers a side-to-side pitch that Schweigert is out in front of. He's behind the count, 0-2. St. Pius has not won a district championship in baseball since 2014. Come and set, letter high. Francis goes into the line. Fastball up in the zone. Schweigert chases it. And if he had a wooden bat, he would have snapped it in half as he tries to divide the aluminum bat with his knee through it. It didn't break, and that's a good thing. But Schweigert might have a bruise tomorrow. And now batting is Ryan Almany with one out. And nobody on for the Lancers in the top of the sixth. Almany 1-for-2 on the day. Francis the righty delivers, and the righty Almany swings and misses. Pitch low and outside the zone there. Almany driving in the second run of the game for the Lancers back in the first inning. Grounded out to short a second time up. Curveball comes in, and that hits Almany on the top of the head. That'll be the first hit batter for Francis. He's had some trouble with that curveball. It's been about 50-50 in terms of commanding it. So Eisenman, who started this game on the mound for the Lancers, got relieved just last inning. He'll step in. He's got the potential of driving one out of the park. Open stance, feet just about aligned. Slight bend at the knee. Righty on righty, here we go. Francis to Eisenman, who goes opposite field, and that'll drop down for a base hit. Eisenman on his way to second base. He'll be in there with a sliding double. Runners at second and third for the Lancers. With just one out, down by two, they've got two in scoring position for Noah Lampros. A lot of balls have been pulled here today by the Lancer offense, and so Coach Simile had his right fielder Nipper in a shift, and he had a long way to go, and that ball dropped about 15 feet away from Nipper. So now we'll see what Lampros does with two on in scoring position and just one out. I want to thank Jefferson College of Hillsborough, Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, Mineral Area College, and Patsy's Furniture, all four of those a part of Park Hills. Curveball comes in high. as the crowd noise for the Lancers gets a little bit louder with each pitch. It's 1-0 to Lampros. The catcher with a golden opportunity here to tie up the ball game with a base hit. There's a pitch. It's just about knee high on the outside corner for a called strike. Maybe two of the slower guys on the Lancers team are at second and third. Almany third, Eisenman second. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball by Lampros to the left side. Shortstop Roney fields it. Delivers a perfect ball to first base, but coming in from third is Almany. And the Lancers now trail by one here in the top of the sixth. That'll bring up number 26 for the Lancers. That's Brendan Weatherholt. Weatherholt's been DH'd for by Xander Parson, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. And so Weatherholt will get a chance to swing the stick. 279 batting average, 7 RBIs this year. He's got a runner at second with Eisenman. Eisenman unable to advance over to third on that ground ball. Coach Woods wants to have a quick chat with the right-handed swinging Weatherholt, who's been playing second base for the Lancers here today. Weatherholt has 12 hits and 51 official plate appearances. 9 singles, 3 doubles. Just needs a single here, but a swing and a miss. Just getting a piece of it was Weatherholt. So now it's 0-1. Weatherholt, number 8 in the order for the Lancers, trying to do some bottom of the order damage here. Curveball low. Francis thought he had it, but it's 1-1. The Lancer dugout is alive and well as there's a swing and a miss. It's now 1-2 to Weatherholt. He'll step out of the box, adjust the batting gloves, get right back in. Corner infielders for the Bulldogs, close to the lines. Francis looks at second, kicks a leg, fires, and Weatherholt sent a high fly ball into right field. Nipper going back and snags it. As he tumbles to the base of the fence, Nipper with a spectacular play in right field to end the inning. Weatherholt puts a good drive into it, but Nipper is there to save a run. We head to the bottom of the sixth. West County 4, St. Pius 3 in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on KREI and KJEF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF and KREI enjoying some Class 3 District 3 baseball. It's West County 4, St. Pius 3, bottom of the sixth inning. Eli Dale back on the mound for his second inning of work as he replaced Jeremy Eisenman just an inning and a half ago. The Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 4-3 West County. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. You can count on Capias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready this spring for the hot summer months. Call 756-1224, 756-1224. That's Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. By the way, when Eisenman did get replaced, he was sent by Coach Woods to play right field for Adam Edwards. So that's where Eisenman remains. Dale on the mound. And The shortstop is Weatherholt now. He was over at second base to start the game. We'll try to figure out who's the new second baseman for the Lancers. But the first batter up for the Bulldogs is Nate Kennard. First pitch to him, low by Dale. Brings us to a 1-0 count. West County, three outs away from claiming their second consecutive Class 3 District 3 championship. And leaving the bat on the shoulder as the ball comes by low for ball two is Kennard. Next pitch quickly is a fastball down the heart. Now it's 2-1. Both Dale and Eisenman have had a very quick pace to their outings, and there's a pop-up on a pitch in on the hands, and that'll be fouled up to the hillside off to our right. Evens us up at 2-2. When West County won this district tournament last year, they were able to make it all the way to the state Final Four, wound up taking third place with a 5-1 victory over Knob Noster. Ball in the dirt gets away from Lampros into foul territory, third base side. It was taken for ball three. 3-2 to the number nine hitter, Kennard, with Zach Francis and Tate Roberts due up. Dale, his responsibility here this bottom of the sixth is to keep the Bulldogs at four runs. And he's off to a poor start as he delivers a fastball inside for ball four. Walk number six for Lancer pitching, first one for Dale. And now he'll face Zach Francis at the top of the order. He's 0 for 3 today. Settling it below the waist, Dale comes to home plate with a pitch. It's also low. Oh, wow, they called it a strike. Okay. I stand corrected. It's 0-1. Schweiger over at third base, several feet in on the grass as Francis squares around, tries another bunt. Home plate umpire says no effort, so it's a ball. By the way, after the conclusion of this game, we will have the Gateway Grizzlies with Nate Gatter on the call for the Grizzlies Media Network, but they are in a rain delay right now, so 6:15 start time at the earliest. Throw over to first by Dale, and back in safely is Kennard. Pitch comes in to Francis. He takes it for a ball. It's now 2-1. Kennard has no stolen bases this year, no attempts either. Francis again squares around, and Dale comes up high and in with a fastball and misses, so now it's 3-1. Chance of ball four, base hit by the West County dugout. Some guys with their hands up along the fence. Kennard is on the move. The pitch is a called strike. The throw down to second base, and in there standing up is Kennard. So his first stolen base of the season comes in the district championship game, and he puts himself in scoring position with nobody out. The count now 3-2. Dale back on the slab, right foot, middle of the rubber. Comes into a set, glove below the waist, knee-high leg kick, and a called strike right at the knees of Francis. He's caught with the bat on his shoulders for strikeout number 13 of the game for Lancer pitching. Remaining at second base is Kennard. And now coming up is Tate Roberts. Roberts 1 for 3 so far today. Pitch on its way, sending it into shallow center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Headcamp charges the ball, fires it back into the infield, and the Bulldogs are set up with runners at the corners and one out for Ty Simile. Bulldog fans on the other side of the field from us, not making a lot of noise with that base hit. They're probably saving their energy and hoping that Ty Simile is able to do some damage here. Simile, 1-for-3 with a single, a run scored and a punch out, and Dale looks to third and then looks to first, keeps the ball in the bare hand. Simile ready. So is Dale. The pitch from the righty, and it's a slider low in the zone, swung on and missed.
Make him swing, Eli. Make him swing.
Makes it 0-1. Coach Simile might have a situation here where he sends Roberts to second base, and there he goes. He goes to second, turning off the mound. Dale will chase him back towards first. Now the runner from third coming home. The throw there. Lampros drops the ball, and sliding in safely is Kennard. And then up to second goes Roberts. And so it works out for the Bulldogs as they now lead 5-3. Lampros, a tough day behind the plate. He dropped a fastball that got behind him that gave the Bulldogs their second run of the game. And now that one leads to another run. So 5-3 Bulldogs, bottom of the sixth. Runner at second and one out. Simile has a 0-1 count. Now 0-2 as he swings and misses. So Roberts winds up with a stolen base, and Kennard gets a stolen base of home. So two stolen bases for Kennard this year, and they all come in one trip around the bags as Simile looks at one for a called strike. Two down, runner at second for the Bulldogs, holding on to a 5-3 advantage. Hayden Roney, shortstop, bats left, ready to step in. Looking at Dale for his first time. Roney, 0-for-2 with strikeouts and a walk. First pitch to him is up and outside for ball one. Corner infielders for the Lancers just about even with their respective bags. Schweiger to third, Almany at first. Leg kick Dale, breaking ball misses outside. It's now 2-0. Four seniors on last year's West County District Championship squad. Four seniors on this year's team. Dale looks at second, turns to home, and delivers a beautiful breaking ball on the outside edge, right at the knees to the lefty Roney for a called strike. Tate Roberts, Nate Kennard, Brandon Osborne, and Joey Steinmetz are the seniors for the Bulldogs. We have yet to see Osborne in this game and might not see him. Here's a 2-1 from Dale. It's up in the zone, sent roughly to short, and kicking off Weatherholt's glove and into shallow center field. Rounding third and coming home is Roberts, and that'll be an E6 on Weatherholt, leading to run number 6 of the ballgame for the Bulldogs. They double up their lead. It's now 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. And the Lancers faithful, and some of the players a little bit deflated with that kick of the ball. So at first is Roney. Steinmetz in the box. First pitch, breaking ball. That one misses for ball one. Coach Woods talked about it with us in the pregame. Got to play a good defense. Got to make the routine plays if you're going to win ball games. And the Lancers have just had an unfortunate series of bad plays so far today. The 1-0 is in the zone for a called strike. Now 1-1 to the righty Steinmetz. Dale, chin to the shoulder with two glances at first. Now goes home. Ball low. Throw down to second. It short hops the second baseman and into shallow center field. That'll be a stolen base for Roney. His third of the year. And by the way, we got Edwards now at second base for the Lancers. There's a side-to-side pitch, misses low in the zone to Steinmetz, and he's ahead in the count 3-1. Several walks have been issued today by the Lancer pitching staff. Eisenman and Dale have combined to walk seven guys. Correction, make that six. And a pitch missing outside the zone to Steinmetz, and he'll trot up to first base. Now it's seven walks issued by the Lancers. That'll bring up number 11, Peyton Nipper. He's the right fielder, batting sixth today. It's a 6-3 Bulldog lead. St. Pius will have one more chance at it in the top of the seventh with Edwards, Birch, and Headcamp due up. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll get both coaches on the program. Ball gets away from Lampros. Runners will advance a bag. Roney over to third, and Steinmetz up to second. Shouts of next play by the Lancer faithful. I imagine Coach Simile will keep Zach Francis out there to go for the complete game. And looks like Dale wants to have a chat with Lampro, so they meet halfway between the mound and home plate. The winner of this district will play the winner of the Class 3 District 4 tournament, which will be decided tomorrow. Grandview Herculaneum playing in the semis tonight. And that will start in about 15 minutes. Hancock already into the C3 D4 championship game. West County hoping to meet one of those schools next week. There's a side-to-side pitch. Just misses outside. Dale palms to the sky, asking the home plate umpire where that one missed. It's 1-0 to Nipper. Nipper, two walks and a punch out today. Has been stranded at second base twice, back in the first and the fifth. Dale trying to gather his emotions as he really thought that was a strike. Walks behind the mound for a brief moment. Gets back on the rubber. Puts the ball in the glove. Looks at second. He's ready to go. 2-0 pitch. Fastball, letter high. That's ball three. Dakota Dowd is on deck for the Bulldogs. West County hoping to repeat as district champs. 3-0 on the way. That one's right down the heart of the plate. Now it's 3-1. Looking around the field at the St. Pius defense, some guys look like they're not fully into this game as the ball is low and away. And that's ball four, number eight of the game for the Lancer pitching. That'll load him up with two outs for Dakota Dowd. At third, Roney. Second base, Steinmetz. First base, Nipper. Dowd, 2-for-3 on the day. An RBI single, scoring run number three of the ballgame for the Bulldogs. Also a single in the fourth and stranded at third. Punched out in the bottom of the fifth. Side-to-side pitch there by the righty Dale, and it misses low and away, and Lampros does a good job to keep that ball in front of him. That'll run the count up to 1-0. Five consecutive balls thrown by Dale, and then finally gets a strike. Swing and a miss by Dowd as he was out in front of that slider. 6-3 West County, bottom of the sixth. Dale coming set just below the waist. Kicks, fires, check swing, and home plate umpire says yes. Dowd, you went around. No doubt about it. See, I got to meet my quota of at least one cheesy pun each broadcast. So there it is for you. It's now 1-2 to Dakota. Pitch on the way. Misses low and outside. Lampros with the backhand field of it. Thought it might have gotten away as he looked like he was about to get up and turn towards the backstop, but alas, the ball was in his glove. So now it's 2-2 with two outs and the bases loaded. Dale comes set. Look at second and third. Kicks a leg. Fires. Swing and a miss on the sharp curve. And so Dale winds up striking out the side, but the damage done. Two runs on one hit for West County. An error in the inning leads to another. And it's 6-3 Bulldogs as we head to the top of the seventh. The Lancers down to their final three outs here in the 2018 season. Adam Edwards, Dustin Birch, Tyler Headcamp to try to save the season for the Lancers. They need three to force more baseball here on KREI and KJF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neweirabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Parents, give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Fun adventures, themes, sports, games, arts, and much more. Camp runs from June 4th to August 10th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwrymca.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
It is 6-3 West County on the Capais Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Top of the seventh inning, Matt Greenwood with you. Hal Neisler back in the KJF studio and Jack Sadler back in the KREI studio. Zach Francis on the mound to complete this game for the Bulldogs. There's a two-hopper to second base. Morgan throws it to first, and Edwards is able to beat it out. That looked like it was as routine as ever. And Morgan just took too much time. Edwards out of the box. Sprinted down the line, and he's safe. That gets a rise out of the Lancer faithful. Back to the top of the order for Dustin Birch. Francis looks at first. Birch squares around. Throw to first. And back in head first is Birch. Beg your pardon, Edwards. St. Pius has not won this district tournament since 2014 when they beat West County 5-0. First pitch to Birch is up in the zone. Stolen base attempt to second, and in there safely is Edwards. Puts himself in scoring position with his 10th stolen base of the season. Birch facing a 1-0 count. Righty on righty matchup, Francis Birch. Pitch outside, ball two. Even with the bag at third is Dakota Dowd, about 3 or 4 feet off the line. Francis turns to first and to his knees. Birch fouls it to the right side. And just to the right of the stands behind home plate, count now 2-1. The Lancers faithful, not giving up, holding out hope that St. Pius can put up three in the top of the seventh and extend this ball game. But they need three to extend it. Pitch, fastball low, frame attempt by the catcher Rubel to no avail. And that'll bring us to 3-1 as the wind picks up, blowing in from left field. 3-1 to Birch. That's too far inside from the righty Francis. And the first two are aboard for St. Pius here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up Tyler Headcamp. He's 1-for-3. And it looks like Coach Simley is going to make a slow walk out towards the mound. No one yet warming up for the Bulldogs. If they were warming up, it would be in foul ground right field. But it doesn't look like Francis is going to complete this game. Let's find out. We'll stick around, find out right now. It's 6-3, top of the 7-2 on. Nobody out for the Lancers. Coach Simley's not even talking to Francis. He's talking to the rest of the infield. So the veteran coach will leave his junior righty in the ballgame. Headcamp coming up. Come on, Tyler. 20 RBIs this year for Headcamp. First pitch to him. Curveball just a bit outside. 1-0. Picking up some dirt with the right hand is Francis behind the rubber. Now he gets on it with the right foot. Front left pulls it back. Front left foot pulls it back. Pitch on the way. And there's a deep drive to left field. standing there waiting for the left fielder, Kennard, and he has it for out number one. A little excitement all around the ballpark on that deep fly ball. Runners remain at first and second. Edwards at second, Birch at first, and Elijah Dale. One of three Lancers this year to hit a home run. The other two, Eisenman and Headcamp. Two for Dale. The lefty waits. First pitch, aggressive. Fastball popped up left side near third base. Francis and the third baseman go for it, and it drops in fair territory. Stepping on third is Dowd. And you know what? This will be an infield fly effect. Let's see what the shortstop umpire is going to call here. So with first and second and less than two outs, infield fly rule takes effect. It doesn't matter if the infielders are having trouble with the ball. But at the same time, if the ball does drop, the runners can move at will. And so the Lancers guys did move. But after the ball dropped, the shortstop umpire called time. Coach Simile doesn't know why he called time. The runners were already on the move, but West County just stopped playing baseball because the umpire threw up the arms. So West County could have a gripe here, but instead they'll keep quiet about it. Runners at second and third for Caleb Schweigert. Boy, would this be a time for Schweigert's first home run this season. He's got 25 RBIs. First pitch, Francis. In the dirt, back to third goes Edwards. Base hit here. Brings the Lancers within one. Ball over the fence ties it. Schweigert ahead in the count, 1-0. The righty Francis goes into the line, delivers, and Schweigert pops it up. Foul territory, first base side, Simile underneath it, has it, extends the arm straight up into the sky as the West County Bulldogs celebrate their second consecutive Class 3 District 3 championship. Final score, West County 6 and St. Pius 3. We'll have the Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next on KJEF and KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8.
I mean, that's really cool. That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Everybody's going home, pool is fun.
A family pool can be one of the best purchases ever. A pool is so much fun, brings the family together, but it does require attention. You've got to keep your water quality high. I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. Why not let us do the work? We know everything that needs to be done. We're experts at it. We're Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Lennington exit on the outer road by Better Bodies. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net.
Matt Greenwood back with the Home Pools and Spas, a postgame show. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. You have been listening to Class 3 District 3 Championship coverage on KREI Farmington Bonterra, as well as KJFF, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and Festus. Our final score here today, St. Pius 3 and West County 6. Zach Francis gets the complete game victory for Coach Simile and the Bulldogs. And for him, that is win number 7 of the season as he pitches the Bulldogs to a second consecutive C3-D3 title. The team, of course, the Bulldogs finishing at state third place last year with a 5-1 win over Knob Nosser. And so they're back into the state tournament. And they're advancing to the sectionals, and they'll await the winner of Class 3 District 4, which will be either Hancock, Herculaneum, or Grandview. And that will be next week. So the 22nd, I believe, is the first day of sectionals next week. And so West County will get to play. Anyway, final score, again, 6-3 Bulldogs. Get the W. Zach Francis' 7th win of the year, as he's now 7-1 this season. 6 punchouts for Francis in 7 innings. Gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, only 2 earned, and did walk 2. That'll move the Lancers' overall record up to 16-4 this year. And West County will end the season as the 4th-ranked best team in Class 3. They finished 19-3, and we'll have Coach Jerry Woods join us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. In terms of runs by inning, it was 3-2 West County after 1, 4-2 West County, or excuse me, yeah, 4-2 West County after 3. Let me correct myself here as I'm trying to write down the score line here. So again, 3-2 West County after 1 inning, 4-2 West County after 5 innings. Then it was 4-3 as St. Pius got a run in the top of the 6th. And then 6-3 is your final score, with West County putting 2 across the plate in the bottom of the 6th on a stolen base of home and an E6 on Weatherholt, the shortstop. So final score again, 6-3, as fans start to meet the kids that they've come out here to support. Of course, nothing but encouragement issued by the Lancer faithful as the kids put up a great season, again finishing 19-3. They get a good pitching performance out of Jeremy Eisenman, who struck out 10, finishes with 84 strikeouts in just underneath 60 innings pitched this year. And for Eisenman, who started the year off injured and had to work his way back into the rotation, did a marvelous job this year for Coach Woods. But the walks wind up killing the chances for St. Pius to win this ballgame. I believe they had 8 walks as a team. And the strikeouts, you know, were there, but didn't help in the very end. So, as again, we're waiting for Coach Woods to join us here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. At a time like this, sometimes it's hard to remember to go do an interview, and so we completely understand. So we'll give him his time, and hope we get a chance to talk to Coach Woods here. Again, the final score, 6-3, West County defeats St. Pius in the Class 3 District 3 Championship. And while we wait for Coach Woods here, let's go ahead and run down some offensive stats, and we'll begin with the St. Pius Lancers. At the top of the order, Dustin Birch, the left fielder, winds up without a base hit, did walk once. That was in the top of the seventh, but he wound up getting stranded at second base. Birch with a pair of punch-outs here today. Tyler Headcamp batting second for the Lancers, got a base hit and scored a run in the first inning, went 0-for-3 the rest of the way. Elijah Dale batting third for the Lancers today, had a double, and the rest 0-for-3, so 1-for-4 day for Dale. In the cleanup role, Caleb Schweigert, the third baseman, had an RBI double in the first inning and then went 0-for-3 from there on out with a strikeout, a flyout, and a pop-up. Ryan Almany batting fifth for the Lancers, drove in a run with a double as well in the first inning. Grounded out to short a second time up and was hit by a pitch and later scored a run. Almany in the top of the sixth inning. Jeremy Eisenman had a 1-for-3 day with a strikeout, a pop-up to the catcher, or to the pitcher, rather, and a double. Batting seventh, Noah Lampros, the catcher for the Lancers, winds up going 0-for-3 with an RBI ground out, scoring run number 3 of the game for the Lancers in the top of the sixth. Xander Parson had 2 plate appearances, a ground out to short his first time up, and then a walk his second time up. And then Weatherholt, who Parson was DHing for, got a chance to swing the stick and sent a deep ball to right field that was tracked down by Nipper for a fantastic snag that kept the game a 4-3 ball game as we made our way into the bottom of the sixth. And then Adam Edwards rounding out the order for the Lancers, gets 2 singles, 2 stolen bases, and a strikeout, but was unable to score. And now Coach Jerry Woods joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Coach Woods, I know today was not the best effort by your guys. Eisenman on the mound did a fantastic job, but just some weirdness happening in that first inning with West County, you know, with runners at the corner situation a couple of times, sending the guy from first to second base, and then you had the strikeout pass ball that was possibly a foul ball that didn't get seen and called. And so just sort of a weird start to this game, and it kind of lingered over you guys throughout the rest of the ball game.
Yeah, I think both teams had a little nerves there the first inning. You know, 5 runs scored in the first inning between both teams, and not a lot of hits happening.
Take us through that first inning, though, with those different situations. Did it look like a foul ball to you?
We're off this angle, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he's got a – I mean, that crew's out there for a reason. You know, they're a pretty good crew, so he's got a – I thought they called the game fair.
Okay. 19-3 winds up being your season record. As far as going into this game, you got ranked 4th in Class 3, which I'm sure is nice, but at the end of the day, if you don't move on to the sectionals, it's kind of like, who cares? But you guys had a really good year this year, and it's I'm sure for you it kind of stinks that it kind of ended this way.
Yeah, you know, there's only one team that wins their last game, you know, so wasn't us this year. So, but our boys have to be proud. You know, 19-3, 16-game winning streak, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just, you know, things didn't go our way today. You know, routine plays didn't go our way. West County battled. You know, things went their way, didn't go ours way.
Almany, the only senior on your squad, Coach, had a pretty good going-out party, if you will. An RBI double in the first that scored y'all's second run of the ball game, was also hit by a pitch in the sixth and scored the third run for you guys. So he was heavily involved in the 3-run offense for you this year, today.
You know, great player. He's been with us all 4 years. 2-sport kid. He's been with me 4 years of football, 4 years of baseball. Works out. Great kid. You know, academic all-state. Takes care of the weight room, takes care of his classroom. So we'll miss him. Great senior.
And let's talk about some of the class coming back. Jeremy Eisenman, we saw he's got electric stuff. 10 strikeouts today, finishes with 84 this year and just underneath 60 innings pitch. You're hoping for a healthy season going into next season. But you also got Eli Dale, Dustin Burch, Schweigert's coming back. Edwards is a good outfielder for you out in right field. Weatherholt's a good defensive guy at second base for you. Again, Eisenman. Really a great class coming back for you. So, you know, what do you say to the guy, or what did you say to the guys after this one, and what are you looking forward to about next
year? Well, I asked Allman if he had anything to say, you know, since he's the only senior left.
Right.
And, you know, he told him what I was going to tell him. Hey, you're only going to lose one guy, just me. You know, somebody's got to replace me, and, you know, bigger and better things next year. Work hard. We got several young men play summer ball, so just continue success over the summer. You know, a good thing is they do work hard. They don't mind the weight room, so they'll just keep getting stronger and faster, and the skill get better, and they'll get older. Looking forward for next year.
All right, Coach. Well, sorry this one ended the way it did, but thanks for all your help throughout this year. Congratulations on a 19-3 record, and thanks for being with us today.
All right, thanks for the coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Coach Jerry Woods for the St. Pius Lancers joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas, a post-game show. We'll step aside for a few minutes and come back with John Simile of the West County Bulldogs here on KJF and KREI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Parents, give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Fun adventures, themes, sports, games, arts, and much more. Camp runs from June 4th to August 10th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Matt Greenwood back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, and I've got West County head coach John Simile joining us here. Victorious in the Class 3 District 3 championship game as they win it by a final score of 6-3 over the St. Pius Lancers. Coach, there were at times in this game where things were quite confusing and hectic with several different issues. I mean, you had the pop-up on the infield with the infield fly rule in that last inning. You had some situations. I can't remember the specific one. I think about one of your batters in the box that looked like maybe he got hit with a pitch or whatnot. But at the end of the day, at the end of the game, you guys win it and you're on to the state sectionals.
I tell you what, St. Pius is a heck of a team. We won't
we will not see any better pitching along the way. We won't see a better team probably along the way, no matter when we finish. St. Pius, I give them credit, man. Their kids can throw it. They got a great pitching staff, and they did a great job today. We struck out a bunch, but I told my kids after the game, it's hard for me to be disappointed. And we had good at-bats. We battled. Those kids are just really good, and that team's really good. That team's great. Joey.
Joey Steinmetz coming over to grab the plaque, and I guess he got player of the game because he just grabbed something from you, Coach. You were saying about St. Pius pitching. Yeah, they got 15 strikeouts on you guys, but your guys battled for sure.
Yeah, they're legit, man. That team is legit. They're very good and very well coached. They are a great team, and their pitching was just excellent today. And we battled, you know. We made them work. We made them throw pitches. We battled and battled and battled. And I can't say enough for Zach Francis. For me, Zach, Bobby calls every pitch. And I'll be honest, Bobby calls every pitch, every location. He missed one location in seven innings, and that's amazing for a junior in high school. You know, Zach threw great for us last year, and this year he ain't. He's tried to throw the ball a little bit harder, fastball, curveball, and he's been hit a little bit this. And I told him today, you know, don't focus on velocity. Focus on location. Hit your spots, and you're very good. And, man, did he throw it well today.
Yeah, he certainly did. And St. Pius is one of those teams that today at least they were aggressive early in the count. And at times when Francis got ahead in the count, he was able to put them away with six strikeouts. But let's talk a little bit about your offense. In that first inning, you're down 2-0. You know, obviously St. Pius has the early momentum, but you guys kind of steal it right back with a three spot in the bottom of the first inning. Kind of take us through what it's like for a team like yourself to have that situation where you're down too early and to be able to respond the way you did.
Well, that was huge. You know, we really need to get back in the game. We give up two in the first. They scored all their runs with two outs, got all their hits with two outs, and you know, we battled. My kids battle, and that's a compliment every coach after the game usually gives me is my kids just battle and battle and battle, and that goes to the kids. You know, I give the kids all the credit. I got a great coaching staff, and I give my kids and those guys all the credit. They really do battle, and they know how to win.
Yeah, they certainly do. Third place in state last year, Coach, and back to the state tournament this year. You're going to face the winner of the District 4 tournament, which has yet to be decided, won't be decided until tomorrow. It's either going to be Hancock, Grandview, or Herculaneum. But what most coaches tell us, and I'm sure you'll say the same thing, is we got to focus on ourselves before we can move on to focusing on anyone else. So what are some things that you saw today that you hope the team can kind of clean up as you head into next week?
Well, you know, we played an error-free game until the 7th, and, you know, that's the key. When Zach pitches, Zach's going to hit his spots, and they're going to put the ball in play, and we got to make the routine plays. You know, Hayden hadn't played shortstop probably one game the whole season, and he did a really nice job at shortstop today. I'm proud of him. You know, all my kids – you know, they expect to get a hit every time. That's these guys, you know, that's been in the lineup the last couple of years. They think they should get a hit every time, and today they didn't, but they didn't take it out in the field with them. We played a great defensive game, and then there in the 7th, we made a couple mistakes, but, you know, Zach recovered. Zach took it on himself, put it on his shoulders, and he did a great job for us today. I can't give Zach Francis enough credit.
8 walks for your guys, 6 hits, all singles. But the 8 walks is huge because it shows that your team has the ability, when they need to be patient at the plate. And it's not easy against hard throwers like Eisenman and Dale.
Yeah, you know, we played Monday and we had 8 walks as well, and it was against different kinds of pitching than what we saw today. So that's 16 walks in 2 games, you know. 1-9, we have good at-bats. You know, we're missing a kid today, Dake McCraven. He got hurt in that game. He broke his finger in 2 places. And we miss him. We miss him because he does a lot of things for our lineup. He bats down at the bottom. He's our best bunter. He's our best guy to move base runners over. And we miss Zach, but, you know, our other kids stepped up. And just a great team effort today against a great team that we played against.
All right. If you had to choose your player of the game, Coach, who would it be?
Well, you know, I give all the credit to all the kids, but Zach Francis was excellent today. He just, you know, he put us on his shoulders, and he did a great job for us. And we had some kids have good at-bats, and we had some kids play well defensively, but Zach put us on his shoulders today and brought us a district championship.
There you go. We'll end it on that. Coach Simile, thanks so much for the time, and congratulations.
Hey, we really appreciate your coverage. We appreciate all you do for these kids.
You're very welcome, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, John Simile, head coach for the West County Bulldogs, joining us here on the postgame show. And again, the final score, West County 6 and St. Pius 3, Class 3, District 3 championships, the West County Bulldogs. So, all right, our player of the game, as Coach mentioned, I'll agree with him, Zach Francis, the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. So Zach Francis, 7 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Our drive of the game, it's a bit of a tougher one considering that West County had 6 singles, but we'll give the drive of the game to Dakota Dowd, who put the Bulldogs ahead 3-2 in that bottom of the first inning with a big-time single, eventually scoring Steinmetz. That made it 3-2 West County. They would double up their lead at 4-2, gave up one more run to make it 4-3, and then added 2 more on in the bottom of the 6th. But our drive of the game to Dakota Dowd, because that was the go-ahead RBI in the bottom of the first inning. And our drive of the game is brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers. They'll help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling. That's GilsterMaryLee.com, Gilster Mary Lee. All right, that'll do it for our coverage here on KREI and KJEF. Because the Gateway Grizzlies have postponed their game tonight due to rain, on both stations, KJEF and KREI, we will get back to regular scheduled programming. But that'll do it for us from Jefferson R7 High School. Our final score here tonight, West County 6, St. Pius 3. The Bulldogs are the Class 3 District 3 champions. I want to thank my producer back in the KJEF studio, Hal Neisler, as well as Jack Sadler back on the KREI studio, and all that help us with our production of high school baseball on regional radio. Once more, signing off from Jefferson R7 High School, I'm Matt Greenwood, West County 6, St. Pius 3. West County is your Class 3 District 3 champs.